Thank you so much and good morning. Today is April 22nd, 2013. I want to say thank you to everyone who contributed on my page to the charity of the Boston Marathon. As you all know, I'm originally from Boston, and this past Monday has been totally tragedy for my hometown. And I want to say to all the viewers out there who are listening, please go to my page, Facebook, Psychic Antoinette Zaleski, and contribute to the charity that I have for my for the Boston Marathon. All the proceeds will go to Boston General Hospital and Boston Children's Hospital. These monies will go and help for the victims of this tragedy. Again, I just want to say thank you for joining the Enchantment Hour with me, your host, Psychic Medium Antoinette Zaleski. I just needed to tell you a couple of things before we bring on our guest and before I tell you about her bio. May and June are booked. People, I'm so excited. May and June are booked for my show, and I'm really, really excited to have all these wonderful guests coming on my show. If you want to be a guest speaker on my show and appear on my show, you may go to psychicantoinette@yahoo.com. I still have openings for July and August. Please go there and let me know which days you want and what areas or topics that you want to talk about. Again, coming up in May 6th, I have my special guest, Edward Oski. And also on May 17th, I have Lauren Napa. So please join us in May because it's totally booked and these are great special guests coming on. We have a lot of new, exciting things coming on the horizon. I'm starting my e-courses here shortly. And again, I'm picking up and working on my website. So it's going to be fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Today's show, we're here with Kelly, the Archangel Raphael. She channels Archangel Raphael. Before I bring her on the show, I want to talk about her bio. Kelly has been channeling the Archangel Raphael since 1989. She was documented in the book, The Healing Conscience, by Dr. Beth Dupree. During the past 23 years, Kelly has channeled the Angel Raphael for many individuals and groups of people across the United States and also around the world who are seeking angelic guidance. She is also one of God's messengers. The Angel Raphael offers guidance to all who seek it and how to align themselves with the universe laws designed to bring forth for heaven and earth. The Angel Raphael's messages are all about how to harness the power of love that resides within each of us to awaken to our divine potential. I can't talk today. Raphael's objective is to help us all to live as a fully awakened divine beings with lives full of joy, clarity, abundance, and vitality resulting from our alignment with the limitless generosity and the flow of universal love. And here is my guest today. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 1-888-627-6008, and that's U.S. Canada, or you can call in at 1-530-327-7602. Again, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate you being here. I'm sorry, I'm tongue-tied today, so I apologize if I act like I'm a drunken old woman over here, but I'm really not. It's just I'm kind of slow today, like I was telling you.
Oh, no worries.
Anyways, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm very intrigued about how you channel Archangel Raphael. But before we begin, I want to make sure that everything's okay at the end. About 15 minutes, if it's okay, if we can channel Archangel Raphael, if that's okay with you.
Sure, absolutely. Be happy to.
Okay. Well, my first question is that I'm very interested in how you channel Archangel Raphael, but if you could please tell the viewers how you began your journey with connecting with Raphael.
Well, it was many, many years ago. It was 1989, and at the time, my brother-in-law was a chiropractor, and I was under his care, and he was learning a new type of chiropractic called network, and he was working on me with that, as well as some of my siblings. And I was a college student at the University of Delaware, and I would come up on the weekends to see my family, and he would work on me and so on. And what would happen somehow during this work, which was very light touch on the spine, on the meningeal cord, I went into, I guess what people would call, I had a kundalini awakening or an opening. And I didn't know what that was, but my whole body spontaneously kind of went into this wave. And I started to sing, and I have a terrible voice. My kids don't even like me to sing Happy Birthday. They hold their ears. So I don't naturally have a good voice, but this almost angelic sound was coming out. And it was happening to my other sister as well. And so we weren't sure what it was, but we were kind of just trying to stay open to whatever it was. And then on Thanksgiving, November 23rd, 1989, my sister was at my parents' home for Thanksgiving dinner. And this energy, even though we weren't getting adjusted or under chiropractic care at that moment, just kind of spontaneously came through and started singing and saying everything was so beautiful and started to talk about love. And it was just this amazing thing that was happening. And but to tell you the truth, we really didn't have any control over it. It just happened. And I was raised Catholic, and I'm the baby of five, and my mom was very concerned. She didn't know what it was or what was happening, and wasn't really in our belief system that something could kind of just talk through you. But the messages were so sweet and beautiful and filled with love that we knew it was this really wonderful thing. And over time, we started to record the information. And then at one point, my sister is the first person who this happened to, not myself. I said, "Well, what is your name?" And it said it was the Archangel Raphael. And
interesting. Yeah. And it was from the awakening that you had, and it's from being lightly touched by your husband's brother, your brother-in-law, and this introduced this new awakening for you. Very interesting.
Yeah, it was the type of work he was doing. It's called Network Chiropractic, and then I haven't been under that care in a good 15 years or had it done again, but whatever happened, it completely opened me up to this.
Interesting. Now, have you always felt a connection with Raphael, even as a young child, or is this just something that, just like you said, just came out of the blue?
It just came out of the blue. I mean, I was always really intuitive as a child. My mom would say, like, people would come to the door, and I would say, "Oh, Mom, why are they getting divorced?" And she would say, "Well, how would you know that?" Because I didn't.
Yeah.
But even though I was raised Catholic, I was the baby of five, and by that time my parents were not that involved. And I have to be honest, I didn't even know who Archangel Raphael was. So I wasn't connected to angels really at all. And when the name came in, my sister knew right away, my older sister, but I was like, "Well, who is that?" And she's like, "No, it's one of the, you know, archangels." And then we would ask Raphael through my sister and through myself all kinds of questions, and Raphael would explain about himself.
Now, do you channel any others, or is it just Raphael that you channel?
Well, in the beginning, in the very beginning, some other energies came through, and then I made a decision. I only wanted to talk to Raphael. But in 2000 and I think it was 4 or 2005, for a short period of time, about 9 months, I was able to connect with this really beautiful energy that it was sad, but it was so lovely, and it was the Mary energy, like the Mother of God. And it had such a different feeling, because when I channel Raphael, it's very healing and lots of humor and upbeat and happy, and this energy felt like it had the weight of the world on its shoulders.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, if you don't mind telling the viewers, now do you conduct personal readings for people one-on-one or in sessions and group settings?
I did for many years because I didn't feel comfortable with, like, sharing my gifts, but Spirit has sort of not forced me into it, but really wants me to. So I do personal sessions either on the phone or here in my home or on Skype. And they last anywhere from, you can have a half an hour session to an hour. And it's very heart opening. People, it's intense. And Raphael really kind of gets right into what's going on. And it's very healing. It's physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, a lot of inner guidance and clarity. So I do that. I only see a couple people a day because it takes a lot of energy. And then I do large groups all over the country. And a lot of those things are on my website where I'm going to be. And then I also do these conference calls, which have been great because sometimes people don't need a whole session, but they just have one question that they're dying to ask. And they get on a call with only 10 and only take 10 at a time. And they can ask a question, but then they also benefit from the answers for all the other people that, sometimes somebody else asks a question and it's really the same issue. So.
Okay. So you don't do like, I'm a psychic medium, so you don't do psychic medium. It's basically that these people have some certain questions, and then Archangel Raphael will come through, and he will give them the divine guidance that they're asking. Is that correct?
Exactly. So I don't have the gift like you do, to talk to people's past or to really predict things, but it's very gives a lot of clarity. It's heart opening, and it's I don't know how to explain it. It can be emotional, but there's a lot of exercises and guidance on how to clear through things and to create healing.
Very interesting. Yeah, with being a psychic medium, I do connect with my guides, my spirit guides, but that's a different level, how you connect and channel. One of the most famous angels, because I was raised Catholic too, so I'm aware of all the archangels, but a lot of people are unaware of this, Do you want to elaborate a little bit who Archangel Raphael is and maybe go in a little bit more detail about, I know there's different ones. Do you know all the different ones? Yes, but I was just wondering if you can tune into more of what Archangel Raphael is and what he does.
Well, when Raphael came, we kept talking to him, and he said that he actually wasn't even a male or a female, that he was just this beautiful light of energy, and that it was more masculine. And then traditionally, in religious context, we think of Raphael as a man, but Raphael said it had no gender. It was just this beautiful spiral of white light, and that his gifts is really to do healing, and the healing can occur on a physical level, but he does a lot of emotional healing and talks a lot about how clearing our emotional blockages and things going on all different levels, that the physical healing then just automatically takes place. That most physical issues that we're suffering or dealing with are coming from something either on the spiritual level, the etheric level, or the emotional level. And as we that, we physically get well. So he's traditionally thought as the healing angel and deals with healing on all those different levels. And has a really great sense of humor, is a lot of fun, and just wants everyone
Excuse me.
to lighten up and enjoy themselves and maybe not take life so seriously. And then Archangel Michael and him obviously are very good friends. And Archangel Michael deals with protection, and often when I'm channeling Raphael, I'll hear or feel Michael come in and work on if people need to have things cut or really cleared through, or protecting them from something. I can feel that energy as well, although I don't channel it.
Interesting. Now, do you ever ask Archangel Raphael to, help you with some things that you might have confusion about and direction in your own life, or do you mainly just focus on other people?
Well, all day long I'm focusing on other people, but I'm very blessed, and I assume it's because of this connection, but things seem to unfold very easily for me, and I have this amazingly magical life, and it's very synchronistic. So I'm very, I guess, lucky or blessed, however you want to think of it. And sure, things come up, and when I need to hear guidance, Raphael sometimes will talk to me in the car, in the bathtub, or somewhere where I'm alone, and the energy will come through. And although I don't hear it when I'm channeling for other people, then I can audit, like my audio senses picks up on what he's saying, and I get guidance. But it's gotten so powerful and strong that lately I have to be really careful what I wish for, you know, that old saying, because it went from being, you know, within a thought becoming true in maybe a month or a week to literally we're talking a few minutes. So it's really, I think, from working with Raphael for so many years, I have all these blessings.
Well, awesome. I'm really, really, really excited that you're here because, you know, I am Catholic again, but I'm more spiritual now as I'm getting older. And, you know, I do work in the divine love of Jesus Christ. You know, I do work in that area, and I work in the light. You know, and I do cherish and I do love all the angels. I mean, I have done numerous research on different angels and, you know, what they can do with your life and meditations and stuff like that. Now, is there a certain meditation that you can do that you can connect with your angels, or, you know, so the viewers can be aware of that? Or do you tell your clients, you know, if you want to connect more to your angels, is there, you know, a certain meditation that you can do?
Well, for me, I'm just, you know, I just pretty much close my eyes and invite Raphael, and I start singing, and Raphael shows up. And obviously, that's not necessarily the same for everyone. So Raphael always says that he needs to be invited. He can't just come unless he's invited, and because of our free will. But Raphael mostly talks about the fact that the energy is much more within. And I think a lot of times we think of, you know, angels in the sky and heaven flying around or something, but Raphael talks about how he's kind of inside all of us, a part of us, and as we get really still in meditation and try to really listen to our inner awareness and to him, that all the knowing and the guidance, whatever we need, is already there. It's just kind of like a seed dormant within us. So any type of real thoughtful either prayer or meditation where you're intending to hear that inner knowing, I think is the best way to connect with Raphael.
Oh, interesting. Now, how do you, I mean, besides the singing and him channeling, do you get certain voices, or do you get a certain, I mean, how do you know that he's, you know, that you're channeling Archangel Raphael?
Signs,
or is there certain... What I'm trying to say is, like, you know, when I get my information from my guides, it's like I hear it because I telepathically hear it and I telepathically see them sometimes, and I can just tell it's a different voice than mine.
Right. Well, it's really, you know, when you hear me channel later on the show, you'll sense how different it is. It's very clear that it's Raphael. And I just have this, no, I just know, like there's no question in my mind, where a few times over the years, there's other energy person came in named Darren who did healing work, and his voice was completely different, and it was just a completely different thing. And then when Mary came, it was very gentle, quiet, practically like a whispering sound, and so... it's so distinctive how they come in and so different that Raphael's just so familiar. I know it's Raphael.
So he doesn't have the look of an angel. He has more of the look of a white light being. But does he have wings? I mean, what does he look, have you seen him personally? I mean, what does he look like?
No, I can't see him. I don't have that gift. I wish I did. And I know lots of people can see angels. And when I ask, you know, what do you look like, he says that he's this beautiful spiral of light, and that it's helpful. And sometimes he'll appear in that traditional way, you know, with the wings and a halo and a robe, and that is just a way to make other people feel at ease and feel comfortable. But that it's just pure energy and love. It's not... they're not physically the same as we are.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know that. I understand that. But I'm just totally intrigued because, you know, again, I've been aware of the angels for so long, and it's, you know, to find someone that I can actually channel them, which you have the ability of channeling, which is part of mediumship abilities. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Right.
I just find it very interesting because, you know, everybody's on a different level of energy level, and I find that very interesting that you're really high up there on the energy field, that you're able to connect with the angels and communicate with them, and I just find that very fascinating. And I'm sure the viewers do too, because I know I am. And you know, I talk to loads of people on my show, and everything they do is fascinating. You know, you learn and you grow, and I just found it absolutely amazing that you can connect to this divine loving being. I mean, it's just, to me, I'm very honored that you're on my show, to be honest, because, again, if anybody that knows me, they know that I love the angels and they know I love my fairies. So, you know, that's my thing. And that's why I said, oh, I need to have her on here, because I really, really want to know more information. And, you know, I'm learning. That's the whole point of this. We're learning about what you do and what, you know, other people can, you know, conduct that and have that in their life as well.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's so many people can do all these. I just love talking and learning about other people too and what they can do, and I didn't really get how amazing it was, because it's just been happening to me for so long that it's kind of like, oh yeah, I talk to angels. And people are like, what?
Yeah, so. I mean, do you feel like, you know, of course people are on different levels, like I was saying, excuse me, they're on different levels, and have you noticed that, like, if you meet somebody and say, if you relay a message to them, or, you know, if you say, yes, I speak to Archangel Raphael, do you get the notice, or people going, what? They're kind of looking at you like, you have eight heads, like, what? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, in 1989, when it first happened, I was definitely not out telling my college friends. I was talking to an archangel. And it's taken me a lot of time to and confidence and letting go to really feel comfortable, you know, if I'm at a cocktail party and people say, what do? That I can say, I talked to the Archangel Raphael. I mean, I'm still not 100% comfortable with it, but I know I've noticed an enormous difference over the last 20 years of people being more open to these things and aware. And there's been a big shift. And Raphael's been talking about that shift all this time, how it's happening and that we would notice it. And I certainly do. And part of the shift, I think, is in me, that I just know it's truth. And I'm okay with telling people. And if they're not okay with it, or they look at me like I have 10 heads, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either. You know, I've been doing what I've been doing for 18 years, and, you know, I still learn and grow from what I'm doing. But I do have more confidence in myself, and I do, you know, I'm not ashamed about telling people that I do this. And, you know, I do it for helping people. And, you know, I tell myself that if I can help one person and, you know, they can try to take my words and try to change things, then that's what I'm doing. But, you know, I always tell people, we all have free will. We can change what we want. Nothing is ever written in stone. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yep.
Nothing is ever written in stone. And even on the other side, you know, we have things that we do on the other side. We have specific jobs. But, you know, nothing is ever written in stone. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that has come out, too. Like, you know, the Sharik Records. I can't pronounce the word. I'm sorry. The Akashic Records. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that have come out, and, you know, people are becoming more aware of this, the new age metaphysical aspect of the era, and you want to say. I mean, what, within the last 10 years, there's more psychic mediums coming out on TV, and there's most ghost hunters. I mean, so there is a different shift, like you say, in that the world is coming to a different shift, and they're realizing, oh, these things actually do happen.
Yeah.
We can't hide anymore.
Yeah, just because you can't see something, it doesn't mean it's not real. Just like the bacteria on your arm right now, you can't really see it, but it's
no,
there.
No, you can't, and it's different. You know, when people grow spiritually, people will grow spiritually at a different level. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, I feel that you're on a different higher notion, higher level. You know, you have to be to kind of be with that vibration of that being, of that spiritual being, and you have to be at a different level of that. And, you know, like you were saying, oh, I can only during certain times because, it, you know, it wears me out. I understand it wears me out too when I do readings. And people don't understand that. You know, when you do this and you connect to, you know, yours, an example, to Raphael, and as I do my readings, you're using your energy on a different level to connect, and it's going to wear you out. And people just expect, well, you know, you must have all this energy. You're like, no, I don't, really. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. I was having that conversation this morning with my husband because it's, you know, you, for me, when I'm actually channeling, I kind of get out of the way. It has nothing to do with me. I'm kind of surrendering to Raphael, and I have to hold that energy in my body, and it's so big and all-consuming that on a physical level, it's draining and exhausting. And so that's why I only will see two people a day, because I want to really be able to be present and give people the best that I can. And if I do more than that, I'm just not clear enough, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. I can only do a certain amount myself. I can only do an alignment, because I notice, like, in the beginning when I start and connect, and then towards the end, I'm, like, drained, and I'm like, I can't give it anymore. I can't give you anymore. And I have to go and lay down and kind of rejuvenate and, you know, jump in the tub and do all my ritual things that I do to kind of cleanse myself. And I have to do that to get rid of that, because if I'm not, it's lingering on to me. And do you do certain rituals yourself?
I do. It's funny you mentioned the tub. I am always getting in the tub after a session. I feel like it's very cleansing, and I really take time to, and I have only been doing this for maybe the last year, and I hadn't been diligent before about protecting myself. So as soon as I sit down, I ground into Mother Earth, and then I have Archangel Michael at my back, and I have the Holy Spirit in front of me, ascended masters to the left and the right, and then I bring in the Christ energy on top of me, and I'm completely surrounded in light and protected, and then I call in Archangel Raphael.
Very good. Yeah, I do my, I have my incense, and I always have my light candles, my white candles, and I always do like a little praying session before that. I call upon my angels and my spirit guides and my master teachers, and I ask them to protect me and guide me against any activity, and I wrap myself in this huge white bubble of light, and that's how I protect myself, and then I ground myself. It's an old shaman from one of my teachers that I've had. She told me to take the shamanism aspect of the Mother Earth and wrap yourself around the tree limb, and as it's going up your leg, you're imagining this, and it's going down the other leg, and you're grounding yourself to the earth, and that's what I do to ground myself.
Yeah, it's very important. It's very important.
It is very important to ground yourself and to protect yourself in this, because, I mean, there's so many energies out there. You don't want them kind of invading your aura perspective, and you don't want them coming in when you don't want them. It's actually not a very good thing. You know, in my line of work, I've been around people who have actually been possessed, and I'm like, holy crap, I don't think I want that. So that's why I kind of go about, you know, doing all the rituals and the protections that I can do, because I really don't need that, and you as well, too.
Absolutely, yeah, no. And I think, well, I've been told by Raphael that if you're really dealing with a high energy of love, you would think that you're completely protected, which you are, but on the other hand, it mirrors the same thing on the other side. So the power and the intensity of the light then can also attract it, the polar opposite of that. So
I agree. It will contact, and it will have others, you know, like the evil aspects of it will try to be attracted to that and try to get into that size, that energy ball, and that would be you. And, you know, you don't need that. So that's great that you do these rituals to kind of release that stuff around you, that energy, so you can become human again and protect yourself as well. So I think that's fascinating. I actually enjoy listening to this so I can learn about different rituals and see what works for other people and what doesn't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's always helpful to have people, I've had mentors or friends, I guess I would just say, that do energy work, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, are you protecting yourself?" And I'm like, "What? What do you mean?" And I'm so grateful for them, sharing that with me, because I was just like, I'm so open and trusting and always just channeling and trying to help people, and then I wasn't really taking that time of, and it's only 5 minutes of just really sitting down beforehand and getting super clear and protected, so that when I am that open and I'm working with someone, and even though they don't even intend it necessarily, but they've got a lot of stuff going on, that I'm not, absorbing all of their junk.
Exactly. It's really hard not to absorb all their junk and to, get that negative aspect. I mean, because when you do this line of work, even in mine and yours, you are going to have some negative, energy there, and you don't want to bring that. I mean, I'm empathic too, so that means I suck up everything. It's like I'm a sponge. I suck up everything. So it's really, really important for me to do that. And I'm glad that your friends told you to do that as well, because yeah, even though you have this abundance of love and guidance and divine love, you still need to protect yourself because you still are human. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
So I want to move on. And again, I want to see if callers want to call in. The numbers are 1-888-627-6008. And also 1-530-327-7602. Again, I'm talking with Kelly. She speaks with the Archangel Raphael. And we're here today talking about how she began and how she started. And also, I'm going to be asking her some more questions before the later half of the show. She's going to possibly channel some information for, maybe the earth or anything that's coming up or anything that maybe Raphael has any things to give us. But I do want to move on and ask you, just I don't want you to channel yet, if that's okay.
Sure.
I just want to know, what is some of the messages that Raphael has given you about the universe and the earth so far that you can share with us, if you don't mind?
Oh gosh, it's endless things. Raphael mostly just talks about the fact that we're all one being, and that we're clothed in these human bodies, and that we forget that we are divine, and that the process of being here is remembering that we are divine, and that we are co-creators with everything we experience in our reality, and how to go about doing that, and that we are completely loved and adored. And that's what Raphael always says: "I love you, I love you." She's so sweet. Or I say she, but it's he. Most people think of as he, but
I do. I think Raphael is a he.
And that's why it confuses people. And I don't mean to confuse anyone. I just am, because I guess because I channel Raphael and I'm a she, that I say she because I'm thinking of the voice. But yeah, it's just this amazing remembering that everything's okay. There's something about it, Raphael's messages, that just make you feel like, oh, it's okay. It really is.
Interesting. Now, does he have any, does he ever come up with you and say, this is what's going on with the universe, things are going to change in this aspect with the world, or, anything worldly events or anything like that that he has come up with and says, this is what's going to happen and such?
Yes, Raphael's been really talking about not so much specific events, because that's always occurring and taking place. And he is talking about the earth making a lot of shifts and changes. But I guess a lot of people were asking Raphael about 2012 and December 21st and all of the talk about that. And Raphael has been consistent for years that there isn't any one huge event that's necessarily taking place, or that we should be worried or fearful about, but that it's this process of unfolding and letting go of structure and moving into this new way of being, where we're surrendering to this divinity, and we have the ability to remember that we can bring forth and create whatever we want, and that. And in that process, all of these solutions to these dire things that we're worried about are going to start to present themselves. So as more people are focused on love and are releasing their fear and greed, and then we start to let go of our structural systems. And so in that sense, he'll talk about the banking system or the education or government or food or all the anywhere where not the darkness has got in, but that fear and greed, I guess you could call it darkness, has started to get so far in the way that it's deadening people's spirits.
That will be
forced to loosen that grip, to be loosened up and to make changes. And that during those changes, it might be uncomfortable for a period of time, but that it's moving in a direction, that the light has come in onto the planet and is very powerful and is guiding us somewhere really beautiful, but that we have to participate in that.
Interesting. Yeah, there's just been so much, you know, turmoil and so much trauma going on in today's world. It's sometimes very not depressing to think of the negative aspects of the world because of everything that's going on.
Yeah, I know. It is. It's hard.
You know, and I'm glad that he relays these messages and says, you know, we are whole, we are one, you know, try to remove yourself from certain structures and, you know, think. I mean, I think we all try to, as human beings, try to think of positive, you know, life is going to be good, you know. And then, you know, for an example of the Boston Marathon that happened last Monday, that was close to home. I mean, you know, people like that, they were out running, enjoying themselves, and that happens. I mean, you know, I always tell my clients, too, and I'm sure you are aware of this as well, too, because you channel Archangel Raphael, you know, you don't know when you're going to pass, but you do know that you wake up and you say, okay, I'm going to have a good day today, and then something like that happens. And it, you know, that's, you know, do you agree that Archangel is saying, hey, you know, we're only here for a limited time, enjoy and explore and embrace what we have?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and those are always reminders to keep our priorities straight and to live in the moment and to be in gratitude. And Raphael said says our number one priority should always be radiating love. And you know, even in the face of tragedy, you know, we focus on the negative, but all the wonderful things that have come out of people coming together and helping one another and all the light that was really there, you know. And Raphael talked about that afterward, that we do focus a lot on the trauma, and it was horrible, but there was also so many people that came together and are supporting and sending money and helping each other and cooking for friends and police officers and firemen and, you know, communities. And
that's what we need. You know, we need more of that. We need people to come in and to help and to join together as a community. There's a lot of places actually in the world. I've lived in Europe for 6 years, and, you know, it's a whole different life there. But here I just noticed that when something happens, you know, again, like 9/11 and what happened the other day in Boston, it just seems like the people just get up and take care of one another, and, you know, we move on from that. But, you know, it happens constantly. And, it, you know, in my way of thinking, you know, this is kind of sad, and on that note, is that things need to change. We need to change things in our life, and we need to change things in our society, because I do have a feeling that things are going to keep on getting much worse, much worse.
Yeah, no, there's definitely, you know, Raphael talks about these changes, and we've heard this from Spirit now for a long time, but we have, I guess, a responsibility to participate in bringing in as much light as we can during this change.
Did he say how long the change would be, or did he say, you know, more in detail, like, you know, did he say how long this change was going to be, or did he say any more regarding the structure of that?
I think it's dependent upon how much we participate in really focusing in on love. And Raphael always says, you know, as you look at everybody, and you're looking at somebody, even somebody who has committed something horrible, that they are still a part of you and a part of God, and that we are all the same. And, you know, it, if you can look at them and see that there's something that there that's in you that's being reflected outwardly there, that as you heal yourself and you can forgive them, you know, like the old forgive your enemy type of thing,
mm-hmm.
that's really what will create the healing on a larger scale.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, that clearly makes sense, you know, if we love each other and try to work things out and make it, you know, more peaceful and more embrace that, I think things will get better. But, of course, you know, like you were saying, greed is a major problem. I think everybody has their priorities, like you said, are mixed up. And I think it needs to take some time to kind of get into that. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people out there who have their priorities straight and who are not greedy. But it just seems like they always get the spit in of the situation. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It is amazing how it all works. It's very mysterious.
So anyways, I want to move on. And I know that there was a book. That's it. And some questions regarding the book, The Healing Conscience by Dr. Dupree. She documented your channeling in her book. You want to tell the viewers what this book is about and how she came about to document your channeling with Archangel Raphael?
Sure. Dr. Beth Dupree is a breast cancer surgeon who lives in my area, and she's a specialist in breast cancer. She has a real big practice, and she was going through her own spiritual journey and wondering why so many women were dealing with this, and had heard that, well, actually my mom, who's in her late 80s, got cancer and had seen her, and we feel that my mom was willing to have the cancer just to meet Dr. Dupree so that we could meet, because my mom's fine now, but that's how I met her, and she would come over, and I would channel for her, and she would record it. And a lot of the things that were said were about healing and about cancer and about women and the divine feminine. And also, that was the same year that I had brought in Mary. And so I'd say about the last 50 or 60 pages of the book are just purely channelings that came through me, either of Mary or Raphael talking about healing and breast cancer and women. And so she's a very progressive doctor. She's a medical doctor. She's a breast cancer surgeon. But she works on people, has either a Reiki team come in before surgery and does hands-on healing. And she has all types of holistic and other modalities that she offers her patients before and after either chemo or surgery to help facilitate their healing. So she's combining like the mechanistic way of healing and the traditional medical part with more new alternative possibilities.
Well, interesting. You know, I've noticed there are more medical doctors going into the holistic part and becoming more aware of the spiritual side of the medical aspect of healing. Numerous doctors I've seen on television, online, through certain social medias, they're connecting more, even though they're, you know, they have their MD, they're moving into that section, and I think it's absolutely fabulous. Now, have you, now when she was documenting your channeling with Raphael, did you do a reading with her, or did she just take some of your documentations from when you were reading with clients, and how did that go about?
No, she would come to my home for readings, and she would record it. And she took excerpts out of her sessions that she had with me over a period of probably a year, and then transcribed them and put them in the book. And the book is called The Healing Consciousness, and the money from the proceeds from the book go to the Breast Cancer Foundation. And I have the book on my website. My website is theangelraphael.com. And all the information about the book is on there.
Awesome. And do you have a social media outlet that, you know, people might want to go to and check you out on, either Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or any of those social medias that you have?
Sure. I mean, we do Facebook, which is the Angel Raphael, and Twitter. And, gosh, my assistant didn't write that down. I can't remember the Twitter account. It's, I think it's the Angel Raphael underscore K. But most of the information you need or connections for me would be at my website, which is theangelraphael.com. And then my events and personal sessions and the book and donations for the Breast Cancer Foundation, all those things are on my website.
Awesome. So what are some of your events that are coming up for you?
Let's see. On Sunday, this coming Sunday, I will be in Maryland at the Sid Yoga Center. I have events almost every weekend somewhere, and they're all listed on my website. And I have free conference calls once a month where people can get on and listen to Raphael Channel for an hour, and it's free. And then we have a weekly call where I only take 10 listeners, and they have an opportunity to ask a question. And that's a great way to get familiar with Raphael. It's only like $30. And then I've got my personal one-on-one sessions, and all of that is on the website.
Well, awesome. Well, we have about 15 more minutes of the show. Would you like to channel Archangel Raphael for the viewers, or would you like me to continue asking you more questions, or what would you like?
I mean, if you have a specific question you want to ask Raphael, I could bring him in, or however you want to work it. Is there something in particular you want to ask?
I just wanted to know more about, not me per se, but more of like, you know, what he thinks about the world events and just stuff like that, the universe, okay, and any of that aspect of it.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to channel. It takes me just about a minute to connect, so I kind of make these sounds, and then Raphael will come in and say hello. Then you can say hello back, and then he might have something to say, or you can ask whatever question you want, and then we'll go from there. So I'll.
Okay, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. I'll be right back. Adoration for you, for you are a beautiful being of service, and it is always my pleasure to be here and to communicate in whatever format it is that I am invited to come, for it is that you and I are old, old friends, and you sat in a pool of love in a place in which you were before it was that you came into physicality, into the body that you are from an infinite source of light. And as you know, you will eventually leave your physical being and return to that infinite source of light. And it is that is where I reside, that is my home, and that is where we are together in this oneness of love. And it is that I descend into form and into matter through this vessel and many others around your planet to bring a remembering and an awakening to how spectacular and beautiful and delicious and delightful delightful you are, and that I am wanting you all to go deep into the inner knowing of who it is that you are, listening and paying attention to your great Mother Earth, for she loves you so much and so unconditionally and has given to you all in physical form, in humanity, her abundance and her harvest and her love. And it is that the return of that love has not been that to which we were hoping on many levels, for it is that she is feeling great pain and sadness and hurt, for it is that there is great toxicity within her essence and her being. And she is needing all of you, and I am calling and asking upon all of you who are in physical form to begin to return to some of your original ways and understanding and reconnecting with her, for she holds you and takes such good care of you, but is needing you to pay more attention to her and to connect with the inner knowing that is part of her source, that is allowing so much change and awakening and growth to occur. For it is that she is so spectacular and so beautiful, and you are so interconnected and part of her as she is you. For you are the web of all that is, just as anything on earth may be, the animals and the flowers and the insects and the birds. And it is that as they are in communion, listening to her, taking from her and giving to her, working in unison, she is needing all of you to begin to do the same, for you are extraordinarily powerful. And it is that you can bring forth healing upon her planet just by going into stillness, silence, prayer, reconnecting to your essence and who it is that you are. And so it is that I have come down from where it is that I am into your reality to bring forth a message that she is calling upon and asking for you to pray for her, to love her, to respect her, and to return to eating her original beautiful foods, and to caring for one another and nurturing one another and loving yourselves and remembering that you are perfect and divine, and that bringing nutrients and clean water and light into your realm and your reality, loving and caring again for one another is needed. And I am calling upon all of you to disconnect from a lot of your electronics, especially those that are creating information of negativity and darkness, taking away your children into dark rooms in which they are focused on a box and they have forgotten about Mother Nature and the beauty and the trees and the flowers and the grass and the playing. So I am calling upon all of you to disconnect from anything that is radiating something other than light and love, and to go back to being together and to playing and to being part of nature and taking care of one another, for it is time to return to the original ways of being. And if you are unable to do that, it is that Mother Earth will be forced to force you into that by ripping away your toys, your structures and things, so that you can begin to remember that when all that is gone, what is left is your essence, your knowing, and your heart. And it is that all of that is beginning to become more in your awareness. And so we are calling upon all of you that remember these ways to begin to live by them, and to share love, and to be together in each moment, remembering how magnificent that you are, so that we can begin as a whole, as a family of humanity, a family of the angelic realm, a family of the light, a family of Mother Earth, to come together again in a way in which healing can begin to occur, for it is time now, and it is that you have left the old ways, and the old earth is dying. She is leaving you, and you are stepping into a new earth, a new dimensional reality, the crystalline reality in which you can bring forth heaven on earth. And so it is that I am calling upon you to step into that. And stepping into that means taking responsibility for loving and adoring who you are and those around you, radiating love from your heart, and remembering how divine you are, and that all things which you are experiencing in your reality, whether they come from what appears to be the good or the bad, are created in a thought form somewhere in the process, and that you are extraordinarily powerful, and that your words and your thoughts and your actions are very powerful. And so it is, as you begin to monitor your words and your thoughts, and you begin to recognize that you are able to bring forth through the molecular structure of all that is, the creation of what it is that you are asking, desiring, and creating with love. And as you do that, you will be aware that in the moment your earth is needing you and each other, and that you will start to take this as your concern and your work together. And so we are in great appreciation for all of your work in particular, sharing your light with those around you, guiding them and helping them. And we encourage you to continue to do so. And it is through prayer and stillness and meditation and that remembering that you begin to remember your power. And it is from the power that resides within you that you have the opportunity as a whole to bring forth this new earth that has vitalization and healing, and the waters are clean and the dolphins are swimming and the birds are singing and the children are playing and the grass is lit and the sunlight is upon your face and you hear the whispers of the wind and things to shift. And so we are so excited to be with you and to share with you and to guide you and to love you. And so with that, I send you all of my love and all of my light. I'm wanting you to know how beautiful you are, that you are divinely perfect as you are. And as you begin to look in the mirror and love and adore yourself in every aspect of who it is that you are, that it is from that love for self and radiating that and those around you, looking in the eyes of every being you see, remembering they are a part of you and you them. You come from the same place. You return to the same place, and as you awaken together, you can bring forth heaven on earth. And so for now, I say good day. Yep, I'm back.
Do you remember any of that?
I do, yep. I have a sense of it, and it was a very basic message that she says often. Wasn't anything unusual, but yeah, I do.
That was very, very, I got to applaud you. That was very interesting. I'm sitting there the whole time going, holy crap. I'm going, wow. I got teary-eyed in the beginning because I could actually feel the vibration of it, and I think that's fascinating. I understand how you go from being you and then you go into singing, and that's just absolutely angelic singing. I'm amazed. I'm very fascinated by that, and I really appreciate. Thank you for sharing that with us. I the whole time I was listening to the conversation going, can she breathe? Can she breathe?
Yeah, I know. She just talks in one big breath, and sometimes I'll be on the radio and she'll just talk like that for a whole hour without a pause, or I'll be in a group and sometimes with 2 hours straight just talking. So
fascinating. I'm really, really glad that you came here today, and I hope the viewers who are listening, that they got the notion and they got the feeling that, you know, that you're here to do something that's totally divine and that you really do connect with Archangel Raphael. And again, I want to say thank you for joining the show. Our show is going to be ending here in a few minutes. And please tell us again where we can contact you for your social media and your website again, please.
Okay. My website is www.theangelraphael, and Raphael is spelled RAPHAEL.com. And my events and my readings and conference calls are on there. Oh, also there's a coupon you can use if you've listened to the show. It's just Angel10, and that gives you 10% off if you want a session or you're coming to an event or anything like that. Or anything that are downloads. There's all kinds of things you can listen to from past events where Raphael channeled, you know, for an hour or whatever. Or more, and I think they're only $10. So you can use the coupon for that as well.
Well, that's good to know, and I want to say thank you to all the viewers who listened today. and hearing our special guest, Kelly the Angel Raphael, I really enjoyed having you here today, and I hope sometime soon I can have you on again.
Sure.
But I do appreciate you coming on, and I want to say thank you to my viewers for listening in. And don't forget, our upcoming radio show guest speakers are May 6th and May 17th. I have Edward Uski coming on May 6th, and May 17th I have Laura Knapper. Again, thank you for joining, and many blessings to you. Have a great day. This is Antoinette. Thank you.